This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, here's an interesting study. They say sex, drugs, and rock and roll trigger the same good feelings in the brain when you're feeling down. Research found that the pleasure you feel when you listen to music is triggered by the same brain chemical that provides the good feelings associated with sex, recreational drugs, food, and the Dr. Dahlia Show. It doesn't say Dr. Dahlia Show, but you know what I mean. The research found, all right, that it's the first to show the brain's opioid system is directly involved in musical pleasure. That's why we get so crazy and we start to headbang. And, well, I don't know if the new generation headbangs, but we used to headbang right to the metallic rock. Anyway, the researchers, or heavy metal and rock was different. Then there was like metal rock. Then there was pop. And then there was rap. And then there was, I forgot what came out of after rap. Is it still rap? Or it's, I can't even think of it. Gosh, there's a term. Hip hop. There we go. Okay. So good. Okay. I know. I am not as hip as I used to be. Sorry. Look, I was more into the Metallica. I was more into the heavy rock and the pop. I sang Madonna. Yeah, just like Lady Gaga. I've been singing Lady Gaga ever since the Super Bowl. So I like that kind of music. Come in some slack. All right. Researchers used a drug, naltrexone, to block the brain chemical system in 17 college students who volunteered for the study. Then they had the students listen to music. While on the drug, even the study volunteers' favorite songs no longer caused feelings of pleasure. But you also get sick of the song sometimes. So, not that we want to give an antidote, but it says there's obviously a relationship between it all. Now, we were talking about marijuana. We were talking about marijuana contamination. And one of you called in when we were off air, but you left your response. So let's go to that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now he's quiet. Oh, okay. We were talking about how medical marijuana yesterday was how they found many medical marijuanas could be unfortunately contaminated with bacteria and fungi. And you and I could be exposed to this and nothing happens, but somebody immunosuppressed, it could kill them. And there's one gentleman who appeared to be battling cancer who unfortunately died from medical marijuana that they believe was contaminated with fungus. All right, Blake, we ready? Okay, go ahead.
I enjoyed your last little segment there about marijuana smoke. I actually was involved in the marijuana industry in Colorado for a number of years. And something I learned very important is that when marijuana growers are growing marijuana, oftentimes they're using harsh chemicals. And sometimes those harsh chemicals don't come out of the plant. There's a process at the end of the grow process where a grower is supposed to be flushing the chemicals out of the plant right at the end. Sometimes that doesn't happen. If you see a spark when you're lighting up marijuana off the end, or like in a pipe or a bowl or a bong, that's bad news. That means you could be having very harsh chemicals, heavy metals still left in the marijuana from the growth, from the chemicals that grow it, help it get big.
Mm-hmm.
So that is probably the biggest problem. I appreciate your input. I hope that maybe mine can help some people out as well. Thank you so much, Mike.
No, thank you. You know, that I heard that if you light up your, you know, doob or roach or whatever, or your marijuana cigarette, and there's a spark, then there's these chemicals in there that weren't cleaned out, and that is probably not a good roll. It's probably not a good roach or whatever we call it. Again, I apologize because I'm not a marijuana smoker. Maybe one day I will be because it did get legalized in my state, okay? And I know you guys all think I'm a dork, but you know what? Even if I smoked marijuana, you'd still think I'm a dork. But, you know, back in 2007, they were looking at some of the toxins that were higher in marijuana and that, you know, there was, I believe, hydrogen cyanide, nitrogen-related chemicals, because of these nitrogen-based fertilizers used on the marijuana plants. You know, whatever you grow these plants in, they're going to obviously soak up in their leaves and then be inhaled when you smoke them. They say ammonia levels were up to 20 times higher in marijuana smoke than in tobacco smoke. So you got nitrogen-related chemicals, ammonia, hydrogen cyanide, and I don't know exactly the pharmacological effects that could happen when you have inhaled nitrogen-based chemicals, but my guess is they're very inflammatory. They incite an immune response, and they're caustic. And so, you know, remember, your lung linings are very delicate. And for those of you that doubt the delicateness, how many of you have ever accidentally swallowed down the wrong pipe or swallowed down the wrong tube? You can't stop coughing. Just that little bit of saliva or just that little bit of fluid puts you in a coughing fit that could take you 30 minutes to recover. And so it's no wonder that chemicals in marijuana could be that irritating. So back to the medical marijuana and the contamination of it. Marijuana is not sterile. Medical marijuana we used to think of as, okay, well, in pill form, like an FDA-approved Marinol. But medical marijuana now isn't meaning you go to a pharmacy and get a pill or a suppository. It's, you know, being allowed to have a certain amount of marijuana for your medical issues. So it's not going to be sterile. So if you do have some vulnerability with your health, you can unfortunately be exposed to things that your body may not want. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I really thank you guys for calling in to the show. Many times you listen to my show at night or at different times during the day when I'm not live. So we have an answer line for you to leave your call, your medical questions. And, of course, we, as promised, we will play them the next day. So let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
That's B apostrophe S. Did I ever tell you my mom breastfed me for a year?
I know this guy. He's always drunk.
The genes of my father. I got every allergy. Wasn't supposed to happen with that amount of breastfeeding.
What?
Still, for whatever reason, one of my favorite parts of the female anatomy. But that's not why I called.
Oh, really?
At, 54 years of age, Doc D's.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband's a lucky man.
Oh, yeah, he is. I know it.
And your children sound too young to get jealous enough yet.
What?
Or protective, I should say.
Okay, do you have a medical question?
As I was saying, I had my first IV, and boy, that needle goes deep. Wow, did I scream and squeal like a... not going to say.
The needle does not go deep. You had your first diabetes.
You know what they hit me with, Doc?
What?
It was a lead, and boy, after they let it go, those
what?
Nurses went to the far... Well, there was two. One was a male, and one was... both master degree, by the way.
I'm confused.
I got a portion of liquid radiation, and there's a liquid chemical that can mimic being on the treadmill at an aggressive jog walk pace for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but that's a diabetes. It's hard.
I was begging for my inhaler. Anyway.
Dude.
I'm radioactive.
No, you're not.
I need a pill to have sex.
No, what?
I'm hearing you talk about millennials and these and I love your show, sweetheart.
You got to lay off the breast milk.
It sucks getting old, babe. Your husband's a lucky man.
Yeah, he is.
And so are your children. Those boys just don't know it yet there.
No, I know it. All right. Thank you. I still don't know what your medical question was. I'm confused. And double D's? Yeah, thank you. You got that right. All right, thank you. Guys, we answer medical questions here at the calls, but that's okay. I did promise I would play your question on air. Looks like some people like to take advantage of that. All right, we got a lot to talk about. What do we want to start first? Okay. Peek at your pulse. Have you guys peeked at your pulse? Do you guys know what a good pulse is? It's American Heart Month, and the Dr. Dahlia Show here at GCN Network has started a peek at your pulse campaign. So you take a peek at your pulse. Okay? Very easy. Do you guys know how to find your pulse? Do you guys even know what a pulse is? All right, so a pulse is your heart rate that you feel. And it, you could feel it when you basically palpate one of your arteries. You can feel your arteries. It's not just your veins you're feeling. So the pulsation of the blood going through the artery can be picked up in certain areas of the body. And it's such a valuable, inexpensive test because we can measure your heart rate. We can measure the strength of the pulse or your circulation, right? If we don't feel your pulse, that means you're not getting circulation in that limb, correct? We could also look at the flow. Is it irregular? Is it regular? Does it start and stop? Is it slow or fast? So the pulse tells us a lot. Now, a normal pulse ranges from 60 to 100. Personally, I was taught that anything above 90 is getting kind of high. But the average pulse, no, I don't want to say the average, but it is normal if you're between 60 and 100. We don't freak out if your pulse is 95. We'll still consider that normal, even though I don't like it. Average pulse ranges from about 70 to 80 beats a minute. Now, if you're an athlete, some of you athletes will say, wait, you know, I'm in the 40s or 50s. Well, you will be. Because of your cardiac conditioning, you will. Okay? Now, depending on your age and your sex and what's good and bad, there's a chart that I have. I got it from Quora.com, and I wrote an article on this. Go to drdahlia.com. I want you guys to look up your chart. I want you guys to look up and see where your heartbeat is. So, for example, if you are a 50-year-old man, okay, and your heart rate is in the mid-60s, damn, that's good, okay? That's excellent. If your heart rate is 80, that could be below average. That's for a guy. For a woman, if you're 50 years old and your heart rate is 80, that's below average. So we really want you 60 or 70. If you can't, not below 60. Below 60 is a little bit worrisome unless you're an athlete. So if you could be 65 to 75, that is awesome. If not, maybe you're taking in too much caffeine. Maybe you're not exercising enough. Okay, maybe there's too much stress in your life. So those are things you got to look at. Maybe your thyroid's off. So why are higher pulses more worrisome than lower pulses? You know, in medical school, I was like, wait a second here. If you have too low a pulse, your heart's not beating, and that's bad. In medicine, it's always kind of confusing like that. We don't want your pulse too high, but we also don't want your pulse too low. It has to be just right. That whole Goldilocks thing, that's just the way it is. So back in 2013, there was a study that I told you guys about on air, if you listened to my show back then, that for every 10 to 22 additional beats per minute in resting heart rates would raise the likelihood of death by 16%. So if we want you 70 and you're up at 90, that can increase your risk of death by 16%. Then in 2015, a study out of China found a high resting heart rate increased the chance of early death. Lead researcher Dr. Dongfeng Zhang of the Department of Epidemiology at the Medical College of Qingdao University in Shandong, China, I did that all in one breath, said higher resting heart rate is an independent predictor of all cause and cardiovascular death. So the cause of the high heart rate could be a cause of mortality, or the high heart rate could be the harmful factor. So you see, either you having the high heart rate could hurt you, or what's causing you to have a high heart rate is what's doing you in. Okay? So, for me, it makes sense. All right? You have a high heart rate, and your heart is beating 20 extra beats a minute. And that's 60 beats an hour. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's a lot more beats that your heart, that's a lot more work your heart is doing. And I think eventually the heart doesn't like to work as hard as if it doesn't have to. Okay? Yeah? Yeah, maybe he wants to go on a break. Yeah, maybe, you know, so, and when they go on a break, it's not good. So I find that very scary. So don't have your heart overwork when it doesn't have to. Now, when you exercise, it conditions the heart. And we know cardio does a lot of good for the heart. But it's one of those things where, like I said, it doesn't make a lot of sense where you're raising your heart rate to a maximum heart rate, maybe up to 130, 140, 150, whatever, you know, and then you're relaxing and coming down. For some reason, the heart's okay with that because the heart was designed to run or to supply blood when you're running or having sex or whatever. But the more exercise you have, then the lower it is. All right, so how do you find your pulse? Okay, the easy one is the neck, along the nape of the neck. Right? You're feeling your carotid artery. When you check below your wrist, below the thumb, along that area, that's your radial artery. A very easy pulse to also find, guys, is your inner elbow. That's your brachial artery. If you put your hands on your inner elbow, that's your brachial artery. And then the top of the foot is your dorsalis pedis artery. Pedis. Come on, people. Quit giggling. Then when you calculate your pulse, okay? Remember, we're doing peek at your pulse, guys. Peek at your pulse. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to check it out and look at the table and see where you fall. You could, with a timer, right, you could in 60 seconds count as, you know, how many beats. But what a lot of us do is we look at you for 10 seconds and then we multiply the number by 6. Or we could look at the number of beats in 6 seconds and then multiply by 10. That's another way to get your 60 seconds if you don't want to sit there looking the whole minute. I would, though, try to maybe do the 10 seconds and multiply by 6 just so that you, get as many beats as possible, okay? And we don't have any official recommendation on how many times you should check your pulse. But because it's National Heart Month this month, I want you to check it on 10 different days and calculate the average. Make sure you're sitting down, make sure you're comfortable, and then I want you to post your pulse. So post your pulse when you peek at your pulse. Hashtag peek at your pulse. And good luck, and let me know. Go to drdahlia.com for more information.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely on advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is Freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So pregnant women may need to avoid eating black licorice. I remember a study coming out years ago discussing this, but we have a new study coming from Finland. They say children whose mothers ate the most licorice while pregnant had lower IQs than the children whose mothers ate little to or no licorice during their pregnancy, according to the study. This was published February 3rd in the American Journal of Epidemiology. They say girls born to mothers who consumed high amounts of licorice during pregnancy reached puberty earlier than those born to mothers who ate little or no licorice. I think it's black licorice. I cannot stand the taste of black licorice. Okay, maybe it's because I'm chocolate. I'm, you know, addicted to chocolate. And so if I see any candy that's dark, I'm expecting it to be chocolate. Red licorice is okay, but now it kind of gives me heartburn. So I'm not a big licorice eater. Right? Just give me something chocolate and creamy. The present findings, they say, suggest that pregnant women should be informed that consumption of licorice and other foods containing a chemical found in licorice called glycyrrhizin may be associated with harm for their developing offspring. So basically, pregnant women can't do nothing. They can't drink water bottles out of plastic bottles. They can't drink, you know, they can't have licorice. The researchers wrote in the study, led by Katri Rakokinen, a professor of psychology at the University of Helsinki in Finland. But they say a number of health organizations, including the FDA and the World Health Organization, do not warn against licorice or the glycyrrhizin intake during pregnancy. Now, maybe because they don't know yet. I don't know. They don't listen to my show. They need to. I've been talking about licorice. All right. And the National Institute for Health and Welfare in Finland said, nah, we don't recommend it. So in this new study, pregnant women reported the amount of licorice they ate on a weekly basis. Okay, so, and you're talking about a pregnant woman, so she might sit there with the whole package of red vines. Who knows? And they say the majority of the moms ate less than 250 milligrams a week. All right, and then the researchers contacted the mothers when their kids were 10 and 12 years old. And the mom's like, I don't know what is wrong with my kid. All right, she just, see, I always thought this too. I always thought maybe my mom ate licorice because I do have like some issues. Well, I do, you know, say something really dumb, you know, and my mom would like look at me like, how could you be so dumb? So it could have been from the licorice. I don't know. Of these children, almost 330 were born to mothers who ate little or no licorice, and 51 were born to moms who ate a lot. And the girls whose mothers ate a lot of licorice during pregnancy reached puberty earlier than the girls whose mothers did. So, all right, when should you hit puberty? Well, it's changed. You know, when I was going to school, 12, 13-year-olds were starting to get their periods and stuff, but you would start having breast development at about 11, 12. Now these girls are having them younger. They're 8, 9 years old starting to get breast development. Now it could be the hormones. You know, it could be the hormone disruptors in our meat and our milk. It could be the more fat. You know, the heavier you are, the more hormones you make because of the fat. So there's a variety of reasons. But with this case, with this glycerin, it apparently blocks the activity of an enzyme that helps protect the fetus from high levels of cortisol. And cortisol is known as the stress hormone. High levels of cortisol could affect the neurological development. And this enzyme converts cortisol to its inactive form called cortisone, right? Steroid, before it passes through the placenta to the fetus. In an earlier lab study, the same group of researchers found that very low doses of glycyrrhizin effectively blocked this enzyme, allowing cortisol to just straight flow through the placenta. That could also later cause issues with diabetes, weight, a variety of things. So not good. So pregnant mom, sorry to break this to you, but no more, unfortunately, no more licorice. Now, I don't know if I have any Footloose bumper music. Right, gotta cut loose, foot loose. Okay, you guys remember that movie? And I guess in that movie, it was a small town where Kevin Bacon wanted to dance. And I guess nobody, I guess the priest or pastor thought dancing was sacrilege. So nobody got to dance. And his daughter was a hoochie mama, sleeping around. And she fell in love with Kevin Bacon, who was kind of a rebel. And it was a big movie, right? You know? Footloose. All right, anyway, so I guess there's a small town in Oklahoma that forbids, we're talking real life now, 2017, forbids dancing within 500 feet of a place of worship. And so they had to cancel a Valentine's Day event. Isn't that interesting? We're just some dancing rebels down here, according to the party organizer Joni Instabella, told USA Today, and it was just going to be a real fun evening. Footloose came out in 1984. Where his character moved to a small town where dancing and rock music had been outlawed. And remember his name was Ren McCormick? Remember how cool we thought the name Ren was? Okay? And then he fought, and then they had this dance, and the girl, I think Lori Singer, I don't remember who the girl was. I remember she kind of wore an ugly dress, and she could have worn a better dress. And he wore some red tuxedo, and they're dancing around or whatever. Okay. So, according to this event, this is supposed to be a Valentine's Day event. And where it was going to take place at the Rosie LaVon's Event Center is located approximately 250 feet away from a church. Now, I get how if you want to worship and, you know, you have a church, you don't want that to get graffitied on. You don't want to be, while you're trying to pray, listen to a whole bunch of music. You don't want to have people vomiting. So I can understand why you don't want the church near an event like that. I get that. But they built an event center near a church. So what do you do? Isabella, her husband is a city attorney. So he is, I guess, all over this. All right. So Mayor Jennifer Klassen, who was born in the town of 6500, said she always knew about the ordinance and that it was never enforced. Police Chief Steve Norman said he has no intention of enforcing it. So they said, we've had dances in Henrietta for years. That's, I guess, the name of the town, Henrietta. The ordinance pops its head up every few years and people try to make a big deal of it. Mayor Klassen says city officials could move to wipe out the ordinance during their meeting. Yeah, don't you guys vote? All right. That's my thing. Okay, you know, if somebody's going to desecrate the church, yeah, you got a problem. But if people are just going to have a good Valentine's dance, and they're going to dance the way they danced in the 80s, and when you dance like you danced in the 80s, you're really not hurting anything. Now, you guys know how we all dance, right? We kind of snap our fingers, and we move our hands, and we wiggle our tushy. You know, in the 70s, you did the hustle and the bump. And that was a very aggressive, in-your-face type of dance, because people are hustling, kind of like line dancing, okay, where they take up the whole gosh darn dance floor, and then they start moving one way, and then they pivot, and they move another way, and then when they bump and hit you with the butt, and you fall over, very, very aggressive form of dancing in the 70s. In the 80s, you just kind of stuck to yourself, and you just kind of skipped around in the same area, okay? Then in the 90s and the 2000s, you started to grind up against people. So you would go up to a waitress or go up to a guy at the bar and start dancing and I guess rubbing against them. And then that starts to me get kind of intrusive. And then now in the 2010s, everybody just twerks. So basically twerking is imagining somebody there and dancing up against them and being kind of dirty, I think. I think the twerk moves are kind of dirty. And doing that, but you're doing it to an invisible, right, fantasy. So I could be pretending I'm dancing with Michael Fassbender. And you're like, but you're not dancing with anybody. Yeah, but it's twerking, you see? Okay, that's how we do it. So I let them. If they're going to dance 80s style, I'm fine with that. If they're going to twerk, fine. But if they're going to do anything from the 1970s or the 1990s or 2000s, the answer is a big no. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, no, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is retiring this year. She wants to spend more time with family. She wants a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And she wants some freedom. I say freedom. All right, anyway, so she is going to stop making music. And her final album is going to be in collaboration with Stevie Wonder, which will be released in September. Oh, I love Aretha. Oh, I love her. And she still knows how to dress. All right, she still knows how to. She's 74 years old, you know. Wow. Stevie Wonder, 66. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, don't go away. I'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish?
greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Blake for working the dials. We really appreciate it. And thank you for all tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, as well as my blog that's on my website at drdahlia.com or drdahlia.wordpress.com. I try to give you guys the latest in medical news, so you guys are up to date, and also so you kind of understand what the heck is going on. All right, I'd like to know what's going on with the young people. Apparently, they say young people are having sex before they even date. 18 to 34-year-olds are now learning more about their partners during sex. It's completely different from, you know, the way I was kind of brought up where, okay, the guy has to ask out on a date. He actually has to go to, you know, your dad first, okay, which is why I didn't date when I was younger, because my dad would say no, 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 no. And then so that never happened there. But basically, you know, you'd go and you'd ask permission to court the daughter. And then you would court the daughter and take them out, and you had to promise that you would not be improper with her. And then she starts to like you, and she may start being improper, but nobody would tell. And then, you know, eventually you get engaged and you get married, and it's just all lovey-dovey and beautiful. Doesn't happen that way anymore. There's a study that said 18 to 34-year-olds are 48% more likely to get into bed with somebody before going to a dinner or a drink than any of the other generations. I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second, aren't senior citizens jumping into bed? No, but they're only doing that. Okay, the senior citizens are only doing that after they go play bingo or, you know, go out to the buffet or, you know, play or whatever. Still, they socialize. Your baby boomers will still socialize. Okay? And your traditionalists. Remember, we got the traditionalists born between the year 2000 and 1945. Or the year 1900 and 1945. Then you have the baby boomers between 46 and 1964. Then you have the Generation X's, which is my generation, born from 1965 to 1980. And then you have the millennials, 1981 to the year 2000. And then you have the Generation Z's from the year 2000. Now, my kids are in Generation Z. So I don't know where they are going to be from a dating perspective, but I think, you know, we all need to kind of group together and tell them, you know, sex is just something you just don't do until you've been married for at least 3 weeks, something like that, okay? Because I'm kind of scared. I got two baby boys out there. The last thing I need is for them to, you know, start making babies, you know, before I can't even afford to, you know, to support them. Anyway, all right, they say a third use sex as a litmus test for whether or not they love somebody. According to the study, they say young people are so busy that they want to jump to sex first, as you learn a lot between the sheets, according to the survey of 5,500 people of all ages by Match.com. Millennials who were born between the 80s and 2000 are also increasingly using internet dating apps, which we know, to meet people. And this is fueling the rise of the hookup culture rather than dating. They say men were three times more likely than women to say one-night stands were useful because they can lead to a relationship and love. They're also twice as likely to say they have used them to find a long-term partner. Now, maybe it's because millennials are under so much pressure to get married. They say people age 18 to 34 were 177% more likely than those of other generations to feel like they had to marry. They say some 54% of millennial singles say they feel pressure because they want family and kids, while 50% feel pressure to make their parents happy. You want to make your parents happy, then you don't jump into bed. Okay, I think there's something different going on, okay? Going on dates is expensive. And to date somebody for a year and then to not get any sex may dissuade some people out there, right? You know, they may be kind of upset that they invested all this money, which is not the way you should be looking at these relationships, but unfortunately it happens that way, where they're spending this kind of money and nothing comes out of it. And that's not the way you should look at it. I mean, you should look at it as, all right, well, you know, you want to get to know somebody. If you could fall in love with them without sex, which to me I think is a healthier way to do it. Because in marriage, the sex stops in a lot of marriages. And you have to still be able to be together. And if the only reason why you guys liked each other was because of the sex, the relationship may not last when the sex drive goes or there's a medical issue or Viagra doesn't work, you see? So you guys have to learn to love each other with sex not being in the picture. But that doesn't happen that way. And, you know, taking somebody out on a date now gets very expensive. We've talked about this, you know, because my sons, they're like, all right, Mom, I'm going to need to borrow some money when, you know, I want to take a girl out. Okay, well, where are you taking her? Just dinner and a movie. Right? How expensive is that? Okay, well, where do you want to take her to dinner? You know, do you want to go take her to Subway? No. I got to do a sit-down place. So I'm thinking Outback. Outback. Okay, I love Outback. I love it. But that could be pretty pricey. Right? $15 a plate, let's say on average. Plus, they're going to want a soda pop or something. They're going to probably want to have a Bloomin' Onion, get some appetizers, and then they're going to want to probably get some sort of dessert. You're already looking at close to $100, $120, then the movie. Then they go to the movie. The movie tickets are what now, $15, $16? I forget. All right. Oh, you know what? Let's do 3D. No, let's do IMAX. Okay, so now you're spending close to $20 a pop on the movie ticket. Okay. Oh, honey, can we get some popcorn? Man, let's get popcorn and let's get a drink. So now they're getting popcorn and drinks, so there's another $40 there, right? Okay. So now $60, you're already at $200. The movie's out. Do you want to go get some ice cream? Yeah, let's go get some ice cream. You are close to $250 for a teenage date. And that's the first date. Now, luckily, you guys can say, well, why don't you come over and watch a movie? So you could watch a movie. You could do Top Ramen night. You could do like a chips and guacamole salsa night. I mean, so there's ways to kind of, you know, not have to always spend that kind of money. But these dates are expensive. So a lot of guys out there are like, look, I don't have $250 to drop. What if I don't like her? You know, well, how do you know you like her? Well, I wonder if she's going to bed. If she's going to bed, and if I know she'll sleep with me, I could then move on with her. And so I think that's what a lot of people are thinking out there, and that's what's probably happening. They say 57% of millennials feel lonely, and even though they're 125% more likely than other generations to admit that they're addicted to finding true love. But people think millennials don't want to fall in love. Of course they do. Maybe they're not into marriage like we think, but they still want to fall in love. So there's a lot of curiosity. There's a lot of testing going on. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you always tell us that you're bad in bed. Exactly. I am. And so if I was a millennial, I would have never gotten married because nobody would have wanted me. Luckily for my husband, he was so in love with me by the time we got together that he's like, you know what, it's okay. That's fine. You know, I could, you know, find a magazine if I have to. Okay. So anyway, so for me, where sex isn't my forte, I had a shot back in the 90s, but now no, you know, and the hard part is, you know, people are trying to study up so they know what to do in bed. And where are they going? Well, they're watching porn. Well, that's not the way, you know, so I think a lot of people, they don't know what they're doing. And unfortunately, it's a whole different dating scene now. And yeah, people want to know what you like in bed. And they want to know that you're available, that you're not going to say no. All right? 1-877, Dr. Rebel.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.